Now, news is emerging from the Oireachtas and from the HSE, and particularly from the HSE website, and we're still looking to clarify with the HSE exactly what's going on here. But on the face of it, apparently, it looks like a major change has been made to the amount of money that the government reimburses people under the cross-border medical scheme for cataract procedures. Now, as you know, many people travel to the north of Ireland. Many buses are provided by independent deputies here in Kerry, Michael Healyway and Danny Healyway, for people to have this procedure. And both deputies are with me on the line. Danny Healyway, I'll start with you on this one. Your understanding, and what's your understanding of what has changed here? It used to be in and around €2,000 was reimbursed of the cost of €3,000 for an operation, but it looks like that's been reduced to €863. Is that your understanding of what's happened?
Well, that's the call I got yesterday from the reimbursement section. First of all, very good morning to you and to all the people of Kerry out there who will be very concerned about this. Got this call anyway that the reimbursement was being reduced from 1918 down to 863. This is terrible news because many people have difficulty in even sourcing the money when they were, even when they were getting the €1,918. And I had to do a deal with the credit unions and the stat that they'd provide a bridging loan for the people that who couldn't manage to pay up front, because when they go to Belfast, they have to pay up front. And many people's eyes have been saved, indeed. I have taken hundreds of buses up since November 2017, and many people's eyes have been saved, and they provide a great service. But this is going to hurt the thing in a real serious way, and I can see that many people won't be able to even afford to go now. So that's the dilemma that we're in, and we've asked the minister, and we've asked the department to see if they will and if they can continue in the vein that they were, and also highlighted the fact that it is very unfair to do this at a time now. Even this month now, I have three buses going, and two last month. There's a bus going the 13th, a bus going the 26th, and the bus next Saturday morning. And these people were totally unaware. They were told different, and now we're telling them that from the 13th on, that they'll have to, they'll only get back €863.
And instead of 1912 and 12 euros that was there before. Okay, Deputy Michael Healyway, you raised this in the Dáil with the Taoiseach yesterday. He said he was also concerned and will get back with more information. Is one of the big things about this, whatever information comes back, is it that the lack of notice of this?
Well, yes, because when I... Thank you, Jerry, and good morning to you and your listeners. And yesterday morning when I raised this with the Taoiseach, he didn't know about it. The Minister, Minister Butler, who's a junior minister for health, was sitting behind him. She confirmed to both myself and Danny last night in the Dáil. She said the first she heard of it was when I said it inside in the Dáil. But the facts for the people of Kerry here, just so that they know what's happening. With many, many years I've been providing this service, I offer a complete service from the first phone call to organising the bus, organising the hotel, organising the operation above in the Cathedral Eye Clinic. There are 800 people at present, and this is a fact, I got it recently in a Dáil question, waiting for eye surgery in Kerry. As you know, there is no oncology service in County Kerry at present, and all the services have actually been centralised to the South Infirmary for eye issues in Cork. So what we're telling people in Kerry and all over Cork is you can only go to one place, the South Infirmary. So if this service is detrimentally affected, and if the money is cut by €1,100, all this is going to do is make the list in Kerry get longer. Now, at present, the waiting list is 4 years in the public waiting list in Kerry. And it is absolutely of vital importance. The only thing you have to see is your two eyes in your head. And if one of those eyes are, as in many of the people that I carry up, it's their two eyes, and they have to go two different occasions. If those people are going to be told they'll have to wait for 4 years, that's going to be ridiculous. And I would just want to thank a number of people. There's Martina and Fiona and Jackie in my office, who put a tremendous amount of effort into this. And I always have a minder on the bus as well, who takes care of the people. So we offer a complete service, and to think that service now is possibly being undermined. Okay.
Just to get a handle on the figures here, right? You're talking €1,912 reimbursed. So the procedure costs about €3,000. How much, on average, how much does the bus cost for people?
Well, let me put it to you this way. The rough sums are, the whole procedure is 3,000. You get back 2,000. And so you're out €1,000.
But does that include the cost of the bus as well?
Oh, absolutely. That covers everything. It covers the bus. It covers the hotel. It covers everything.
Yeah.
And like,
so people,
the one thing that nobody ever complained about was the price, because even though it is difficult on people, and I'm grateful to the credit unions in Kerry who have always helped and assisted, and they can't ever be complimented enough for what they've done. But at the same time, if people are now going to be cut out of, we'll call it, €1,100, at a time when yesterday it was announced that there is a 3.8 billion more money available to government. 3.8 billion. And at the same time, then we get this announcement saying, well, the poor people that have to go to save their eyes to travel. And I've had many, many elderly people. One time I had a man that was over 90 years of age, and he travelled to the north to save his eyesight.
To get it done and all that. Okay, bear with me. Deputy Danny Healy-Ray, the list for 2023, the price list, had two prices. One was €1,912 that was reimbursed for day case plans. There was another column called indicative day case plans, and the total for that was 848. Now, I don't know what the difference is there, and I've asked the HSE this, and they've said they'll come back to us with details as to exactly what's going on here. There are three columns on the 1st of July reimbursement outline for all these procedures. The day case one, as you've said, has gone from €1,912 to €863. However, in the column that says indicative day cases, it's gone up from €848 to €1,203. Now, the question I have, I suppose, is what does that mean? Was money taken from one classification and given to another, or where are we here? So I suppose what we need is clear answers as to what exactly is going on and why it has been done.
Well, where the price has gone up, or where the reimbursement is going up, as I understand it, that's for hips and knees and for other...
No, this, I understand. No, this is for, and I'm looking at the list here, this is in the column of glaucoma cataract procedures, that it's gone up for those procedures on indicated day case. Again, I don't know what that means or what the difference is.
Well,
but that's another question
we
need answered.
I don't know what that mean, what that's about, Jerry, but what I'm saying to you is what we were told for the people that I'm taking up on the 13th and the 26th, and from here on, they made a special case for the boss next Friday, that they'll get the same as they had been told. They'll get the 1918 back. But from there on, we're told that it's coming down and it will be only 863. Can you imagine what the eyesight means? We don't really understand how important eyesight is to
it's absolutely vital. It's absolutely vital.
And I'm very proud of the fact that I took one 98-year-old woman up from Dingle to get her cataracts out. She walked up on the bus herself at 4 o'clock in the morning. And was after coming all the way from Dingle to
all the way up there. Danny, tell me this, in the time left, will you continue with the buses as things stand?
I'll continue to make the buses available as long as the people want them and see that they can afford to do it. And I know some people, of course, will continue because, like I said, our eyesight is
vitally important.
And especially for elderly people, they want to see what's happening around them.
It certainly is. Okay,
so
Michael Leary,
will be continuing while people think it's worth their while.
While we're trying to find out. Okay, Michael Leary, you'll obviously be continuing as well. Let me ask you this question, though, on the wider sense. You're putting a lot of time and energy, and people are paying a lot of money, notwithstanding the reimbursement they get back. It's a lot of effort to go to Belfast, stay overnight for elderly people as well. Is it not time for the same energy on behalf of ye as well as others, and you probably tell me no, you're already doing this, to try and tackle the waiting list for cataracts? Like, there was a programme outlined by the President of Optometry Ireland, John Weldon, last year, He said there was a scheme in Sligo, around the hospital in Sligo, University Hospital Sligo, in 2012, whereby surgeons delegated some cataract procedures to optometrists. There are hundreds of optometrists across the country who have state-of-the-art equipment. There's hundreds of highly trained practitioners that they could be doing these operations here in Kerry, in Cork, and no need for a bus to anywhere.
But, Jerry, what you've just said is 100% correct. And that is why that I've raised the fact that we have no ontology service now in Kerry. A lot of people don't realise that. If you have any eye problem now at the moment, before you could go to CUH and to other hospitals, but now you're actually being centralised to the South Infirmary, which I believe is totally wrong. Of course the people shouldn't have to go. But it's only 10 o'clock this morning, and already today myself and Martina have two new people that came on. We had to explain to them that they want to have their cataracts removed in the north. We had to explain that this endangerment is there to the money. But I am now, and I did it yesterday with the Taoiseach in the morning, I did it last night with Minister Mary Butler again. We are pleading with the government to reinstate the money. I know that I will continue to put the service going if people will see that it's financially sensible for them to do so, because if they will stay in Kerry, 800 people right now need eye surgery in Kerry, and we have to take care of those people, and that is why we have to continue to provide the service, because if we're going to rely on the HSE, they'll go blind.
Yeah, look, the cross-border scheme is fine and all of that, and it's vital for people as it stands, but the amount of money you're talking about, the amount of money reimbursed for every scheme, why the money can't be put in locally to optometrists to get the job done more local is beyond me. But that's a bit for another day. Gentlemen, we'll have to leave it there. Deputy Michael and Danny Healy-Ray with us on the line asking those questions. And I said we have been on to the HC since early yesterday morning trying to get clarity as to what is exactly happening here. Is it a more than 50% cut, or is something else going on, or what the reason is, and why maybe there wasn't no more notice for this? We'll hope to bring you those answers as soon as we can get them.